some years back when the Palestinian issue was going hot and there were cries from all quarters, what's going on? As Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, a great Buzhruk, one of the last senior Buzhrukan Adin, Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Thani Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was approached as well. So he says that hum to dua karte rehte hain. We continuously make dua. But then how do you get the duas answered when these people are breaking all the reasons for acceptance? There are reasons for acceptance, there are causes for the acceptance of dua. And if those causes are all broken down, then how do you expect those duas to be answered? And then he gave an illustration, he gave an example that this whole world functions with certain procedures. And those procedures have to be respected. On a very extremely hot day, you are driving through the Sahara Desert, with temperatures running at about 65 degrees, and you are complaining about the heat. And then you have got your aircon switched on, but the aircon is not saying anything. You can't see the effect of the aircon. You call in a specialist. So he says, how do you expect the aircon to work when you got the doors and the windows all open? How do you expect them to work? So we understand that in the dunya, everything has certain procedures. You want the effect of that aircon, you have to close the doors. So you want the effect of the dua, you'll have to close those avenues of sin. On the one end, you're crying about the wrong, the oppression, tyranny, cruelty, fear that's looming all over. And then we don't want to stop the wrong. Nor do we make a concerted effort to go about stopping this thing here. Then how do you expect it? How do you expect it to stop? How do you expect those calamities to stop? In fact, you must count it the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that in proportion to the wrong that we're doing, there's hardly any punishment. Every type of promiscuous act, and we don't think much about it, that wrong is no longer considered wrong. You may find that there is a proposal or one person is interested in the other. And the boy comes to the girl's house and the father doesn't even bat an eye. He allows them the privacy of the room. Go on, spend the night, go for a drive. It's my fiancee-to-be, my son-in-law-to-be, and they can make themselves comfortable. So the haram happens right within the precincts of the house. Why? No, we can't have the nikahs too early because we need to have a good show. It must be done in a nice way. So many thousands of people must be invited. So many millions must be spent. And if we do it in a grand style, so in order for doing all this in the grand style, so many wrongs have to be perpetrated. Then how you expect the anger of Allah Ta'ala not to descend? And we cannot say, we are not doing those nikahs. But we're also happy about these things. This type of nikahs, we get invites and we also attending them. So the whole public is involved in this thing. It's not just one individual. It's a whole public that is cooperating in this type of wrongs. A townspeople could see that there was some type of a plague that is hitting. So they thought, all right, it's a plague that's hovering over us, and it may strike us at any time. So let us do some sadaqah. As-sadaqatu tadfa'ul bala. Because we know that sadaqah removes all calamities. So in order to remove the calamity, let us give some sadaqah, and this calamity that is hovering over us, will be removed. So they thought, well, the good type of sadaqah is feeding. So they got caterers and all that to prepare big jars of food and serve it to the poor and underprivileged. In the meanwhile, whilst the foods that have already been almost prepared, in fact it's all prepared, one tall looking person comes to the people that are responsible of preparing the food, that myself and my family, we are all in severe constraints. We need some type of assistance. So those organizers say, we can't do it. Say, no, we are in constraints, just give us something. We're going to be serving another 5 hours' time, but we are in constraints, we are in problems, can't you just give us? Food is prepared as it is. No, we have to do it in grand style. We have to give a bayan, and then we'll have all these people coming in, and then we'll have to have the cameramen to take all the photos of all the good that we are doing. Then we'll have to have a good publicity of all this. Then only can we start off all this work here. Without the cameramen coming in, without snapping all this thing, without a publicity, without the world coming to know about it, then how can we do this? How can we gain that type of recognition? How can we get that type of publicity? You know, Muslims must get some publicity, etc. That man pleaded for 2-3 times and then he walked away. As he walked away, one townsman, he saw this whole thing and he got a little bit worried. So he went behind this person. This person walked at a very swift pace. So he had to run and get him. Say, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, please listen to me. Are you in constraints? We are prepared to help you. They are not prepared to give the food. I'll do it for you. So the tall person says, you see, we really don't need the food. We are jinnat, and we really don't need the food, right? But we have been instructed to attack this town with plague and epidemic. And as a trial run, we came out to see whether you people are sincere in your charitable work, right? Or you're doing it more for publicity, show, recognition, or whatever you are doing it for. So we have already confirmed that it is not with sincerity that you're doing. It's more out of publicity, show, and recognition that you are doing it. So just bear in mind, tomorrow early in the morning, you'll find the plague hitting this whole town, and numerous deaths will take place. So man says, but I'm sincere about the whole thing. I want to help. He says, well, if you want good for yourself, you may move away with your own family, but this town is not going to be spared. And he had to just move away the following morning and hear so many people are struck here, so many people are struck here, so many janazas here, so many janazas there. So for the coming of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, we need to put certain procedures in place. Certain conditions have to be fulfilled. The hadith speaks about one who says, La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Who says, La ilaha illallah, then he is guaranteed his jannah. But obviously, there are certain conditions, then he must remain upon La ilaha illallah. it can't be that he says La ilaha illallah, then he's guilty of promiscuous activity, shameful works, then he's guilty of kufr and disbelief, and a whole host of wrongs. And then he says, no, I said La ilaha illallah. You said La ilaha illallah, but you said a lot of things, you did a lot of things that were not in agreement with La ilaha illallah. Now, when you said a lot of things and did a lot of things that were totally against La ilaha illallah, then how do you expect this guarantee to stand? You know, the motor car will give you a guarantee, right? Guarantee, warranty. But they also will tell you, all right, provided you meet all these conditions, then our guarantees will remain. But you don't meet those conditions. And then you ask them, all right, you know, you'll give me a warranty or a guarantee, and then you're not respecting it. Did you fulfill the conditions? So these promises of Allah Ta'ala require that we fulfill all those conditions that are attached. The hadith speaks about والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجعك يومي ولدته أمه. Right? Person who does Hajj properly, correctly, doesn't commit any sins, etc., no obscene work, then he returns with all his sins forgiven as though the day his mother has given birth to him. Jannat is confirmed for him. But now all those conditions are meted, then you get the reward. But we're going in the first leg of the Hajj at the airport, and we start off things that our behavior is not right. Sometimes, many a times, we're going for a Nafal Hajj or a Umrah, and then we see the misbehavior. Open discussions or dialogue, communication with girls, women. We're not performing the namaz. We're going for a nafil action, but either we're not performing namaz or the women folk are not performing namaz. Right? The dress is not right. Then it becomes like an entertainment center. You're going for a holiday. No, the respect that is supposed to be shown. Then you want, now why the Hajj has got so much of reward, why am I not enjoying the reward and the merit of Hajj or Umrah? But did you fulfill all those conditions? So we don't fulfill all these things, yeah? But when it comes to the reward, then we are very fast to stand in the queue. I want the reward. I want the payment for that, remuneration for that. So it is a time we began to understand these things here. Now someone may cry and say, well, then how do we correct this thing? Wrong is taking place. At a public level, everybody is doing it. Then how do we save ourselves? Right? There's two things that you can do. One is at least save yourself and your family. Yourself, your family, and those that you can influence. In life, we apply that maxim and that principle. The people that we have some authority, some influence, our families, subordinates, we do take care of them. If it's a problem, we insist on them, must do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Don't be care of our own family and the people that we exercise some influence. We'll tell them, and we'll be strict upon them. We want it and we want certain standards from them. If child is not feeling well, the father, everybody will say, no, you better take him to hospital. So everybody is concerned about the welfare of the child, to attend to the child. And everybody will scold you, reprimand you, correct you. Right? Someone is misbehaving, then the elder will come and say, no, I'm misbehaving. And you need to behave, right? If, for example, even if something that is very insignificant and people are not showing respect to it, it is the porch or it is the garden that's outside, and children are misbehaving at the garden, right? And the elder will come and say, no, you don't do this thing yet. So a small, simple thing like a garden, and we are so concerned about it, we'll shout, we'll reprimand, we'll put all systems in place that nobody must spoil the thing. But when the deen is being trampled, when Allah's law is being downtrodden, it is massacred, then we don't even batter an eye, we don't even talk about it. Wrongs are taking place under our nose. We don't show that type of disapproval. Then can we say that we are consistent in our understanding and reasoning? So people that we can exercise our influence, our authority, they listen to us, that we need to be stern on them. That is one thing we can do. The second thing we can do is, after those that we are have got some influence, some type of authority, after talking to them, then at a public level also we can do some things. If every person is concerned like this, a huge portion of the community will be saved. Everybody makes fikr. The second is then, occasionally we call an alim or someone that is good in these type of topics to alarm the people, right? This is what's going on. And can you just come and give us a talk? Let us understand an alim or a jamaat or something to work amongst the people, to conscientize them. Can't we do these two things? And after doing these two things, then we get into dua. What was within our capacity, we have exerted ourselves. Stopped our people, immediate people, our friends. We called some alim or some jamaat to come and warn the people, work on the people, conscientize them. We have done that. And the third step is then exert ourselves, all our strength, our energy. Then we ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And if you're not going to do it, then when that stick of Allah Ta'ala falls, then it will fall on everybody. Everybody will catch it. That is why Aisha had asked, أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ O Rasulullah, will we suffer divine catastrophe, divine punishment, when they are righteous amongst us? We've got good people amongst us, but then divine catastrophes, calamities, problems are coming up. Some said, yes, when the wrong become abundant, there's wrong and wrong is happening in abundance, then you must expect that. Now, wrong will take place and we don't bat an eye. I was at one home, they asked me to, they invited me. So the host had invited a couple. So I asked the host, are they married? He said, no. Then how do you invite them? Both of them were not married. He said, no, well, it's a fiancé, they're going to get married soon. But I asked them, are they in marriage? If they're not in marriage, then how could you invite them in your house? They are in haram, and that whole haram, you are not batting an eye, you're not showing any type of disapproval. So, well, that is their problem. I'm not involved in that. I just, as a friend, and as a neighbor, as a courtesy, I invite them. So you can't act innocent. If a person is a rebel of a state, will you invite him to your home? Remembering that this person are wanted people, they are rebels. Right? The state gets to know that you are befriending them, then they're gonna apprehend you as well. So, well, it's a criminal and you are housing that criminal. When you're housing a criminal, like he's going to be punished, you'll be punished as well. So at least some consciousness, you know, we hear about the Tartaric revolution. These Tataris are, in the present day, so they are in some parts of Russia, Tajikistan, etc., etc. They have moved on from these countries. So when the revolution took place, about 1.5 million Muslims were massacred. The Dazla River is like proverbial. The bodies that were dumped into the river change the color of the river and stop the flow of the river as well. The amount of bodies that were dumped. When one single person from the Tatari, when he saw the wrong, the evil, continuous, not stopping, unrelenting, went on. So that one Tatari, he climbed the mountain and he cries to Allah Ta'ala, "E Musalmano ka Khuda, O God of Muslims, kya ye sahi hai jo tere dost kar rahe hai? This your friends, so-called, they are your friends. Is this what they are doing? Is it right? The cruelty, the wrong, the evil, all this what they are doing, is it right? This happened around the 7th, 8th century. It's recorded history. So, though he was a non-Muslim, Allah Pak put into his mind, "Tum niche utar jao, you come down, and our support, our help is with you. Our support and our help is with you." And then, when that adab of Allah Ta'ala started off, they say in this Tatari revolution around the 8th century, one woman, just one woman, would see a whole group of Muslims, 10, 20 people, Muslims, right? And she will come out alone, and she will say, "Just hold on here. I got my knife inside. I wish to slaughter all of you." And they used to be so stuck with shock, they would just queue up like goats at Bukhrain, and she would slaughter each one. So we haven't seen these things, really, because we don't see these things here. Therefore, we think it's just an idea, it's just a dream. You know, we won't be affected. But it is not like this. When that azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, then everybody comes under the wake of that azab. So the little that we can do, whatever we can do to save ourselves, the people that come under our influence, we should try. Then exert ourselves in dua. Call someone to exhort the youngsters. In every community now, the problem area is the youngsters. Right? Those that are between 17 and 30, that is a great problem area. Ask anybody, a father will complain about his children, people will complain about their town, but the problem area is generally youngsters at around 17 and 30. Before it used to be just boys, now it's women as well. Those that are mainly between 17 and 30, these are the problem areas. We have identified that. Now we know that now how do we work amongst our people? See, all the wrong takes place within this age gap. So if identified the problem, it's a community problem, community-based. So the community has to sit down and think that azab will come, then everybody will get caught. So before that can happen, we need to do something. Like when you hear of that other wrongs taking place, xenophobia and all that, the whole community gets involved. Xenophobia attack, what should we do? So this is an attack coming from Allah Ta'ala. So it's a community-based thing, and the whole community needs to sit down and think now, work out a plan. How do we avert the wrath of Allah Ta'ala from us? What do we do? Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Mullah Yusuf Mullah has requested to come to the front and make dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا ناصر المستضعفين يا إله العالمين. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed every sin and every guna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there isn't a limb or organ in our body that is free of gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this night we beg you, Ya Allah, forgive each one of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, Ya Allah, that we have broken and flouted your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled the right of your worship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not recognized you as you ought to be recognized, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each one of us that is present here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want to become your true servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become the true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan become impediments and hurdles in our path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us to overcome these hurdles, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Allahumma rida anna ridan la tiskhatu ba'dahu abada. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to become pleased with us perpetually and eternally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all forms of evils and all forms of vice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tides of fitna and vice and evil are very great around us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We do not know where we would deviate and where we would slip, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist us at every step and every phase in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless each one of us with complete hidayat and complete guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for that tawfiq and that guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if for a moment you just let us loose and free to ourselves, Ya Allah, definitely we would go towards destruction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that tawfiq and that continuous support and guidance from your side, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman waj'alna hudatan muhtadin غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحبا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. Ya Allah, the Muslims are in suffering and in difficulty throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever you look, Ya Allah, the Muslims are being pushed from pillar to post, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're in a pitiable condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your rahmat and your mercy on every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, young children are becoming orphans, Ya Allah. Women are becoming widowed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, aged parents are becoming supportless, Ya Allah, without anyone to look and care for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those actions and those deeds, Ya Allah, that are preventing your mercy and rahmat from coming upon the ummah, Ya Allah. Allow us to rid ourselves from all those evil actions and all those evil deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our actions are being presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, don't let it cause grief and anguish to his Mubarak heart, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, let our actions be such that it brings joy and pleasure to the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, at the time of maut, Ya Allah, allow us to experience a respectable and honorable death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass away in a state of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that last moment, Ya Allah, don't allow shaitan to have the better over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world in a state that we are reciting the kalima, Ya Allah. Let that moment be the best moment of our lives, Ya Allah. Let the day that we meet you be the best day of our lives, Ya Allah. Let it be a time, Ya Allah, when you are pleased to meet us and we are pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it such, Ya Allah, that you don't want to meet us on the day when we are coming towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let each one of us change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan you have blessed us with, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we have fulfilled the haqq of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, there's barely 1 week left of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, whatever actions we have done so far, Ya Allah, whatever broken efforts we have put from our side, Ya Allah, through your fazl and your karam, accept whatever we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it does not deserve any acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but through your sheer grace, Ya Allah, accept whatever we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these few days that are left, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of utilizing every moment, Ya Allah, preciously, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to gain the maximum benefits from the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to gain the taqwa that is the goal of this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with that consciousness and awareness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid of our hearts of all those spiritual and evil maladies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are covered and clouded with evils, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove that pride, remove that ostentation, Ya Allah. Remove that self-admiration, Ya Allah. Remove all that jealousy, that hasad, Ya Allah. Remove all those evils from our hearts, Ya Allah. And fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your nur, Ya Allah. Allow your nur to permeate every limb and every organ of our bodies, Ya Allah. Let our hearts be brimming with your nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to be part of that group, Ya Allah, of your true shakirin, Ya Allah, of your true abideen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to be from your true lovers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, when everybody will be resurrected and ushered before you, Ya Allah, let us be grouped up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, when people will be drowning in their own perspiration and in their own sweat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a place under the shade of Ya Arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to drink from the Hawz Kawthar, Ya Allah, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't make us from that group, Ya Allah, that as we are coming towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Then we are chased away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be from amongst those that would uphold the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these trying times, Ya Allah, grant us the steadfastness and the firmness on deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us feel proud of ourselves that we are the reciters of the kalima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from any type of inferiority complex with regards to our deen, Ya Allah. Let us show the world what is true iman and what is true Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us be influenced by the enemies of Islam, Ya Allah. Let us not fall into the traps of shaitan and the traps of our enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect each one of us, Ya Allah. Bless each one of us with the best in this world and the best in the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Make our lives in the Akhirat a comfortable life. Make our lives in this world a comfortable life as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah,
Bless each one of them with complete shifa, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in financial problems, ya Allah, you bring about a solution to their problems as well, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have domestic problems, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them as well, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are desirous of children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious offspring, ya Allah. And ya Allah, those that have problems with their children, ya Allah, let their children become obedient to them as well, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever desires each one that is present has, ya Allah, and it is permissible, ya Allah, fulfill each one of their desires, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your special mercy and your rahmat upon the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those that have passed on, ya Allah, fill their qabrs with noor, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have been a means of us gaining whatever deen we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of them that have passed on, ya Allah, grant them the highest stages in the akhirat, ya Allah. And those that are alive, ya Allah, bless them with complete afiyat, with ease, with comfort, ya Allah. Allow their noor to spread, ya Allah. Allow their fuyuz and barakat to spread, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the short while and the short period of time that we have come for i'tikaf, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever lessons and teachings are being imparted to us, ya Allah, allow us to take each word and each sentence to heart, ya Allah. Allow us to put it into practice, ya Allah. Allow us to implement it and pass it on to others, ya Allah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا سَأَلَكَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ سَيِّدُنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.